This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you want the good news or the bad news for the Kansas City Chiefs? Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Good news or bad news?
Wait, I don't understand. What's good news? They just got slaughtered in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, the good news are the Chiefs are one of the best teams in the NFL still. This is a team that went to 7 consecutive AFC Championship games, have been in 5 of the last 6 Super Bowls. They've won 3. They're not a fluke. They could even still lay claim to one of the great dynasties in the NFL. Okay, they didn't get the three-peat. They have the best quarterback in the NFL. They have one of the smartest head coaches. They have continuity, all of that stuff. So the silver lining is the Chiefs, just because they got blasted in the Super Bowl, doesn't mean that they are going away. Now, do you want some of the bad news?
That all sounds good. What could be bad after that?
Well, the bad news is they may be looking at a Patriots-like drought. And we all know that Tom Brady basically had like 3 different NFL Hall of Fame careers, right? He had the beginning of his career where he wins the 3 Super Bowls. Then there was the drought. Now, he kept going back to the big game, but couldn't beat the New York Giants. And then eventually did get back into the Super Bowl, rocket ship. And ended up with some of the great Super Bowls. Seattle, Malcolm Butler at the goal line, the comeback against the Falcons, squeaking out a game against the Rams. I mean, that one is a little bit kind of different. And then obviously what he did in Tampa. The thing is about the Chiefs, I could see them going on a drought that was much like the Patriots. And I don't think that's because it's their fault necessarily. Mm-hmm. But first things first, it's so clear that the blueprint is out. And I don't know if a team that's been as successful as the Chiefs, yes, can they self-scout? They did after they lost to the Bucs and Tom Brady, and they remade the offensive line. Now, they didn't get back to the Super Bowl the next year. The Cincinnati Bengals beat them in the AFC Championship game. But they understood the assignment, and they did it. But I'm not so sure that, A, they're going to be able to have the same success in trying to remake that offensive line, which clearly needs upgrades, and they have free agents. And why wouldn't they have at least the propensity, the peril, you know, to fall into a similar type drought where the rest of the league understands this is how you beat this team? And until the Chiefs do something that takes away that formula, are they going to fire assistant coaches? Are you going to make a concerted effort to bring in better skill position players? Is that even necessary? Like, they have a lot of soul searching to do. Now, is the drought going to last 10 years like it did with Brady? I don't think so. But could they go on a drought now where we don't see them hoist another Lombardi until we get Patrick Mahomes 3.0? I could see it.
I completely disagree on most of that. Why do you think they can't rebuild the O-line just like they did last time? What's the difference?
Well,
they found guys like Donovan Smith and Juwan Taylor and made it all work randomly. Like, they don't need to do like the Eagles and have these long-term investments in guys like Jordan Mailata. For some reason, they've been able to reinvent themselves with lesser players. Like, you know, and one of the reasons was they cheated and moved their tackles about 2 feet behind the line.
Yeah, but that is one of those penalized tackles in the entire NFL.
But generally, like they've already showed you that that's not a problem. Like, just fix the O-line and they'll be back. And I know the skill players are getting mixed because Kelsey's old, but they were fine. Tyreek Hill, probably the most talented wide receiver in the league, left, and they won 2 Super Bowls. So that's not a problem. Like, why, based on recent history, would you think that they're not going to go right back to where they were?
Because I don't think that you can say, let's say the skill position, let's take the offensive line first.
Yeah.
Yes, they did a great job in remaking the offensive line. Well, you want to know what? Offensive linemen feel like they're a little harder to come by these days. All coaches talk about how the offensive lineman is the weakest position coming out of college. These guys, it's so different, the college game and the pro game when it comes to offensive linemen, that it becomes so much more of a challenge to develop them. And guys on the open market, like, you have other people that you have to start paying. So are you going to have all the money in the world to be going out and spending at the top of the market, if that's even a possibility? So it's like, you know, all the spoils that come with being a Super Bowl champion. You know, the Chiefs have been cool letting guys leave the building. And I know they were 15-2 this year, but there was a talent deficiency on the field against the Eagles.
Wait, but I don't understand, though. This, you said it like 3 years ago. What was the difference? Offensive linemen in 3 years have fallen apart? I think the spread guys in college, that started a long time ago.
It did. I'm just saying, are you going to catch lightning twice?
Well, I don't think it was lightning. I think Andy Reid and the coaching staff comes up with a way to cover for inferior tackles. I think that they have. I don't think that was an accident. I don't think, again, those guys were not great. Donovan Smith and Juwan Taylor and whoever else they wrote. Joe Tooney, for example, was a guard that kicked out of left tackle and worked for most of the season. That's all Reed, right?
So the other part is the skill position players. And you mentioned, Tyreek Hill left and they still won. Well, that was a younger Kelsey. And I think that it showed this year with no Rashi Rice, who they lost for the season, and the fact that it, you know, they ran out of runway. Basically, when it came, and they ran out of talent. Kareem Hunt couldn't do anything because the turnovers early in the game put them in a deficit. Isaiah Pacheco not doing anything. Juju Smith-Schuster, I mean, a guy who's on the scrap heap. I don't think you can mess around with that anymore. You know,
those guys killed everybody in the AFC.
Killed?
Oh,
nobody
Juju
killed anybody, Pearl.
I don't know. You don't think the Chiefs looked really good in the Bills game?
They won by 3 points.
They scored 32 points.
The first time all season. They did not, that they even got over 30 points. They did not have the skill position players. Yeah. And I think your Philadelphia Eagles with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Saquon Barkley, I mean, they made them look so much more pedestrian than even before. No. They were sliding by. You know, I saw somebody wrote it this way. I think is Charles Robinson from Yahoo. They were getting yellow lights, and it felt like the Chiefs were. And I think it's time to go back and say, listen, we talked about the offense and how it looked anemic throughout the season. We thought, well, the playoffs, they'll turn it on. Okay, they turned on for one game when it turned out the Bills had nothing even close to a championship defense. Like, well, good for you. And they still only won by the skin of their teeth.
Yes, but can you imagine if Rashi Rice comes back healthy and isn't suspended? We'll see about that.
Yeah, I mean,
you have Rice on one side, and Worthy on the other. That's as close to as good as the Chiefs have had.
So here's
kind of a knucklehead. He's amazing, by the way.
Well, no, but off the field stuff.
I'm just saying, if you get Rashi Rice and Xavier Worthy on the field, all of a sudden, wow.
So here's the other part. Did anyone see the Patriots drought coming?
Well, it was
not really.
I don't even think of that as a drought because they had that 16-0 season in there.
Right, but I'm talking about Super Bowl droughts. We're really at the top of the mountain here. I mean, we're really judging these guys by the elite of the elite. Did anyone see Tom Brady losing to the Giants twice?
Well, I think this Chiefs team is way better than the early Patriots run. The team that beat the Rams, the Panthers, and the Eagles, that team was good. That team wasn't even as good as the team in the drought. Like, I think this Chiefs team is more successful and more talented because Tom Brady wasn't really Tom Brady yet. He was good. He was starting to ascend. The rules changed a little bit. This Chiefs team is, to me, much better than that team. You think they're the same?
No, I think that Patriots team was awesome. I think they were great.
The one that special teamed their way to beat the Rams and
that defense was phenomenal. They beat the greatest show on turf. I mean,
they edged the Jake Delhom Panthers and the Donovan McNabb Eagles.
Never got blown out in a Super Bowl. Never once. Happened twice to the Chiefs so far.
I mean, they didn't have Gronk yet. They didn't have the Aaron Hernandez thing. I just, that team was good, but that, to me, they were just sort of better coached but less talented than most dynasties. That early Patriots. I mean, come on. Look at Tom Brady's stats there and compare it to Patrick Mahomes.
No, the last two years, the Patriots were 14-2 in both 2003 and 2004.
Then why they go on a drought then?
I don't know. I'm just telling you they were 14-2.
Yeah, they were good teams.
They were not like.
Yeah, I mean, the Chiefs team she's talking about right now is 15-2.
Right. I'm just saying they were not.
It's not like they were squeaking into the playoffs 9-7. I know, but
this Chiefs team, if you look at it, has been to the Super Bowl, what? How many out of the last? Five out of the last 7 years?
No, they've been to five out of the last six Super Bowls and won three.
Yeah, the Patriots, I don't think the early Patriots were as good as this team. I don't think that's a hot take either. Like, that early run of the Patriots were good, but obviously they weren't that good because they had to sort of reinvent themselves.
And so were the Chiefs. You know, they're going to have to do that now if they don't want to suffer the same thing. Like, there's so many similarities to me in a lot of ways between the Patriots and the Chiefs now, because you're going to keep the quarterback and the head coach together, right? You have the stable ownership group, and you have some really dedicated assistants who have stayed with you throughout this run, right? And I don't think Steve Spagnuolo is going anywhere. We'll see about Matt Nagy or if they're going to change up stuff on the offensive side.
Your offensive guys have come and gone.
Yeah, but Reed's calling the plays.
Right, so it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Sure, okay. I'm just saying they enjoyed the similar kind of stability that the Patriots had. And the Patriots went on a drought, and why wouldn't the same thing happen? And another thing, you know, with it, which is the rest of the AFC, where Peyton Manning started to chip away at Brady and win a couple, Ben Roethlisberger.
Right.
You know, you had a couple other guys who stepped up and do it. We'll see. Until further notice, Mahomes and Lamar Jackson have a lot of work to do. But the rest of the division, I think, is going to get, I don't know how significantly, but they are going to be better. It's not going to be the doormat. You know, EJ's Jets came in and finally gave Bill Belichick a little bit of a run for his money. Can Jim Harbaugh do that? Can Sean Payton do that? We'll see what happens with Pete Carroll and the Raiders. Like, I do think that it's not inconceivable that the Chiefs do go on a bit of a drought here. Will it be a decade? I don't know.
Well, there seems to be. Yeah, I think that generally, and not really what you're saying, but overall, there's this narrative that the Chiefs, there's a lot of criticism of the Chiefs.
Well, they deserve it this today.
Yeah,
this
I think people are forgetting too quickly how they bounced back from the Tom Brady Tampa Bay game.
Well, they didn't go back to the Super Bowl, though, the next year.
I mean, that, yeah. But they blew it 21-3. I'm just saying, yeah, they rebuilt themselves on the fly almost immediately. Like, you would have thought all those things that you're saying about this team were true about the last team. Like, they got their O-line just got demolished. They lost Tyreek Hill, eventually in a couple years.
Sure.
Travis Kelce was getting old then. you would have been really down on them after that Tampa Bay loss, and they redefined themselves really fast.
Let's put up as a poll question, EJ, more likely to happen. Chiefs get right back to the Super Bowl. Chiefs go on a Patriots-like drought. 855-212-4227. So that is what we're talking about today. We have a lot more to do, though. Crazy stuff going on. I think everyone's kind of losing their mind a little bit. I don't know if it's like the post-Super Bowl. You mentioned yesterday, you're like, I feel like I'm in a Super Bowl hangover. You don't actually drink, so it's not that kind of hangover. You felt like, I think we're still, I don't know, something about no parade today is throwing me off. It's supposed to be the closure. Like, we're supposed to close the book on this, no?
I think Ike said it best, though. That city needs some days after what happened over the weekend. Like, after that game, they need to chill for a little bit.
I don't think they're chilling in that city.
Just regroup. Have you talked to people in Philly?
No, not really. Hmm. I have no idea. I mean, the whole city was in New Orleans. And they were up.
That's true.
From the hotel to the radio station on Monday morning. There was at least 300 Philly fans on the street. They were all in New Orleans. So I don't know that they even need. They'll just party the way through this, but I don't think they're fine. This is Philly. It's pretty used to this kind of mayhem.
Yeah, I guess so. 855-212-4227. I did see that also records shattered for merchandise purchased through Fanatics or whatever.
Go Birds.
I don't know why the Eagles fan base would be the fan base to do that as opposed to any other fan base. You've been winning. You've been you won the Super Bowl in 2017. I don't know why the run on merch was so big this time, but it was like up something like 600% or something crazy.
To me, the Eagles have been morphed into this college football fan base. Like, they're like Alabama now. I don't know what it is. It feels more intense than it was in 2017, right? Like, don't they? It feels like a soccer fan base, not like an NFL fan base. Did you notice that? I mean, they anyone who says, I heard there was someone who said it was 50-50 Chiefs Eagles.
Yeah, Bill Simmons said that.
That's
on his podcast.
Insane.
You were there. I mean, he's
oh my
he
god,
was there.
You couldn't be in a line for a soda without 16 Eagles chants. I saw very little red. Maybe Bill was in the fancy section. I have no idea. But there, it was an Eagles crowd. And also, too, there's this parochialism about the like that they've blown away. The other teams in the city are irrelevant. It feels like, really feels like Alabama to me. Like, you know how you say roll tide to an Alabama fan?
Yeah.
Now you just say go Birds. It's like a shorthand, right?
Just so, a grocery store.
I think Buffalo is a little like that, too.
Well, yeah, but Buffalo's not a big city.
Right. That's why, that's generally where you see college-like fan bases, right? Like, the best fan bases in America are college football, and they're the closest we get to soccer, right? Is there any doubt about that?
Yeah, I also think there's something about the, you know, yeah, maybe Bills, Eagles, like
Packers,
Green Bay Packers, I was going to say,
towns,
Steelers.
But I guess, yeah, it's Steelers, right. You have these medium to small cities, but I tell you, there's so many Eagles tattoos going through the city right now. It's just unbelievable. I also think they're more popular now in Philly than they were 5 years ago. I think success does that. Remember New England, like the Patriots were zeros.
They
weren't even on the radar in Boston.
Manny can't remember a time like this before the Patriots were
The Red Sox are still the biggest team in Boston, even with the Patriots' success, but nobody cared about, you know, the early teams. And then they became popular. So success breeds success. And in Philly, I mean, it's going to be a religion there.
855-212-4227. It's not already.
No, in a not a healthy way. I think it's going to be terrifying on Friday.
It's going to be paganism, is actually.
Yeah. I would go nowhere near
virgins.
I would go nowhere near that parade if you want to be safe.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be a family friendly environment.
It might be. It's during the day, so like, how much damage can they actually do?
Oh my gosh.
Early.
Perloff, they were licking horse manure off of the streets during the day the last time you fools won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was like an 8 a.m.
Was that a daytime thing? Oh, geez.
Yeah. No, that was broad daylight.
My brother was at Temple that year when they won the first Super Bowl, and he was like, I don't know how I should feel. There are mobs of people right outside my dorm building.
The only championship parade, well, I've covered championship parades, the one in New York for the Giants the second time.
Yeah.
But a college one, I was on the campus of the University of Maryland. I went to GW, and when they won the national championship in 2001, my best friend goes to Maryland, and it felt like a riot. Like couches just in flames and police on horseback and just a lot of fires is what I remember. A lot of open, big bonfires.
You know, I went to this could sound weird. I went to the 07 or what is it, 07 or 08, the Phillies beat the Rays in the World Series.
Yeah.
Totally tame.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Phillies crowds are, I guess, a little less enthusiastic than Eagles fans, but it was very much a daytime parade. I think in light hours, you're going to see, I know this is totally naive, a better behaved Philly crowd?
There's no such thing.
That's funny.
That's like an oxymoron, a well-behaved Eagles crowd.
Show bet. I'll bet you on Friday you are not going to get half the insanity that you saw on Sunday night.
No.
I mean, yeah. Because at night, things change.
Well, that's true, but this is Philadelphia, though. This is a different animal we're talking about.
We'll see.
Up is down.
They might be. I mean, a lot of these people that might be spent.
Are you serious?
I don't think so, dude.
No, these guys, they have a Tom Thibodeau like energy. They could play 48 minutes, play full speed. There's no all gas, no brakes for the Philadelphia Eagles crowd. Are you kidding me? Yeah. They got plenty more to give.
No load management for this parade.
The Vince Carter meme. I got one more left in me.
855-212-4227. The real question is anyone going to eat any animal excrement?
Probably.
You raised the bar pretty high. I don't want to see it, though.
Might be eating human excrement.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, God, Manny. 855-212-4227.
Yeah, you never know what those people in Philadelphia.
Sheesh. Okay, lots to do. Lots of news yesterday, which we'll get to, including a lot of NFL quarterback stuff. You can weigh in, though. What's more likely, Chiefs back in the Super Bowl next year, or Chiefs go on a Patriots-like drought and the rest of the AFC sort of gets their shot? 855-212-4227.
Go Birds!
Welcome back, Maggie Perloff Show. Debate today, will Kansas City be back next year, or will they go on a 9-year Super Bowl winning drought? I think they'll be back very soon, especially because I think they own the AFC, and secretly the NFC has become the better conference. I just can't see until Josh Allen beats him, until Lamar Jackson beats him, I just have faith in Patrick Mahomes. I've been looking at their talent next year. If they can line up Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, who emerges a star, and they get Cooper Kupp, I'm writing him in as the possession guy, the slot guy.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, because there's a rumor that there's a lot of reports that they're going to go after a wide receiver. There are a lot of old wide receivers on the market. Get Cooper Kupp in the middle, and that's all of a sudden, whoa. That is scary. We're all picking that team to go to the Super Bowl.
Kelsey back, Kelsey not back.
It doesn't even matter.
Okay.
The question is, the real question is, how do they get a left tackle? They've figured out in the past. I have a lot of faith in Brett Veach. I think that they're going to be back. I'm going to pick them next year to go to the Super Bowl. Not win, but to go.
Okay. Do you think it's a repeat?
The Eagles look pretty formidable. Good. They look pretty formidable. I'm leading. Yeah, I think right now the safest pick is Philly KC again. Maybe the one team that seems like the most dangerous is Baltimore, but Baltimore really struggled last year defensively, and they feel brittle.
You know, listen, rebuilding an offensive line, it's already become, I think, it's already could be more challenging because Wanya Morris got benched earlier this year. Kingsley also went through some struggles. Now, can they develop these guys? Sure. But, you know, they got to do it.
They'll get a veteran. They'll definitely get some guy who's 35 and he'll be awesome.
Well, is that guy out there? Let's go to Terrence, who's in Texas. Good morning, Terrence. What do you think? Chiefs going back to the Super Bowl next year or a Patriots-like drought?
I think the Chiefs will go back. I think they just had a bad game. They were looking at 2 years ago the game film, and the Eagles made some adjustments on offense and defense this time, and they got beat badly on both sides of the ball. And I won't say I could blame I think it was just a total breakdown on both sides of the ball. They weren't ready for what the Eagles threw at them defensively or offensively. But, yes, I think they'll be back because, yes, you're right. They do have to fix their offensive line. They need a left tackle. Maybe they could get one in the draft. Maybe they could get a free agent, make some trades or something. But they're aggressive. I remember they got Xavier Worthy. They traded up for him.
Yeah, no, they're not going to sit back. And you know, Terrence, they shouldn't sit back. Yeah. You got Patrick Mahomes. You got Reed. And thank you for the phone call. Terrence just said something, though, that caught my ear. They just had a bad game.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
100%.
Oh, now, I don't.
And he's totally right about adjustment. I saw a lot of film breakdown on ESPN. The Eagles did a little trick on defense where they lined up wider than the Chiefs expected, and they had no answer. Mm. There's no way that would happen again.
See, I think these two teams play 10 times. I think the Eagles are winning 8 times at least. They were so much better on the offensive and defensive lines. That doesn't change. That's the tale as old as time. That's the formula. They had it. I thought the Eagles roster was the reason they won. They were so much better.
No, I don't think 8 out of 10 times. Honestly, I think, first of all, I think the Chiefs were overconfident coming in because they're like, we whoop on the Bills and all these other AFC teams. Like, I think they were cocky. I don't think they thought that was going to happen. I definitely think that they adjust. Andy Reid, he doesn't look like a football genius. Like, he figures this stuff out. I really think I agree with that caller. They were caught off guard.
Was that just a bad game from the Chiefs? I didn't see it that way. I saw these were two rosters that were on completely different planets.
Well, you would have thought the same thing after the Bucks-Chiefs game last time, and they were so similar. Patrick Mahomes was running around trying to. How is it different?
Because they had lost both their tackles the week before. Those guys were out, injured.
So what? What's the difference this year? They lost their tackles.
No, but they had a month to gel together.
They moved a lifetime guard to tackle.
And everyone was praising about how great he was. They went into that Bucks game, that Super Bowl, like their offensive line was decimated. Those guys were just completely out.
Yeah, but I was reading about this guy, Mike Caliendo, who was starting. Nobody expected that guy to even be in the NFL. And he's starting in the Super Bowl. They were not working with a lot on the O-line.
I don't know. That Trey Smith, the right guard, is probably about to be the highest paid right guard in the entire NFL.
He's a right guard. Did you watch a game? The tackles got destroyed the entire time.
They all got destroyed, which goes back to my original point. That was not just a bad game.
Yeah, but I think that their O-line was not what they wanted this year. That's why, first of all, their offense probably took such a major step back this year, right?
I think it's because they didn't have enough skill position players, you know?
I think they knew, like, if Mahomes drops back too much, they're going to get us. Plus, Pacheco will be healthy again next year, too. Remember he started off this year like a house on fire, got hurt?
Yep.
I'm telling you, they will be back. I've convinced myself more and more. I'm betting right now on the Chiefs. Excuse me.
Okay, have fun with that. Oh, Prof literally going to the DraftKings account in the middle of the segment. Andrea's our pal in Berkeley. She sees the stars. She's the astrologist to the stars. Andrea, how are you?
Good, how are you?
We're great. Okay, so we don't have a ton of time here because Andrew Bogish is itching to get to the update, but if you can give us one nugget that that astrology is giving you about the future of these two teams, what's the biggest thing you're seeing?
Yes, well, timing is everything. First off, happy full moon out there. Happy full snow moon.
To all who celebrate.
Yes, and timing is everything. Those Neptune transits that September 17, 1998, Mahomes was having, that will be over next season.
Okay.
Same with Andy Reid, the Neptune transit he was having. And he's March 1958, Mahomes September 1795. So Neptune, the three Ds, real fast, discouragement, disillusionment, disappointment. So the Neptune transit will be over by next season. And the Mars return that Jalen Hurts was having, Mars's energy, assertion, aggression, that's exactly what transit you want to have as an athlete going into the Super Bowl. So the planets really aligned for Hurts and the Eagles. Yeah. But that said, you know, there's no way out but through. So they'll get through these transits, Mahomes and Reed, and they should pick up where they left off and do a lot better next season.
Well, Andrea, it's so great to hear from you. Thank you for bringing that to our show. It always makes it better, and wishing you all the best. I'm going to tell you what, the Neptune Transit sounds like a place where you get your wallet stolen. Like some kind of weird bus. It's got a lot of half-empty drinks on the floor.
I heard Neptune sound. I was just thinking Pharrell in NARD.
The Neptune Transit sounds like a bus that goes to Long Island.
Oh, okay. But again, Andrew's with me. I'm tripling my bet on the Chiefs next year now that we're through the Neptune Transit and we still have our wallet.
Double check.
I got 7-1 on the Chiefs.
They have Pharrell on their side, so they'll be good.
I don't know. The Neptune Transit. Yeah, sounds like something maybe from Star Wars, like some kind of weird...
An area you don't want to go into?
Bus. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to be on the Neptune.
You have to avoid the Neptune Transit.
Everyone knows that, Manny. Andrea knows it. You know it. I know it. What was the other one? Mars? Mars something?
Bruno Mars, what? I'm all music now.
Bogish, a big astrology guy. What's going on this morning?
Yeah, speaking of that, you give Andrea as much time as she needs. Don't tell her that I'm itching to do the update and put this on me, that she's got to be quick with her brilliance.
You're burning a hole like right through us. They can tell you just want to read these headlines. Passing the ball to you.
Headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. I hate Manny. Let me look to my left and check the human scoreboards. I see Knicks gear, so I assume they won last night, but God, Let's get confirmation.
Towns, the head fake, fires from three and nails it.
Kenny Albert on MSG TV, 40 points for Karl-Anthony Towns, 30 for Josh Hart in a 128-115 win in Indiana.
Like you dream about.
Head coach Tom Thibodeau proud of his two best players.
Cat had a monster game, and then, of course, what Josh did was, it's what we needed to win. So he was everywhere, flying around, everything. So good team win, good bounce back, and then they keep coming. Then we got to be ready for Atlanta tomorrow.
It was all needed because Jalen Brunson no-showed last night. Just 8 points and 7 assists.
What are you doing, Bogus?
Foul trouble.
What are you
doing? Look at these two. These are grown men making clothes based on a Knicks win in February in Indiana.
Why are you throwing red meat to these guys? Usually you wisely hold back the Knicks score just to make them anxious throughout the show. I mean, you had all the SEC basketball last night. You could have gone in a million different directions.
Kentucky.
Why are you giving these guys what they want?
This way he gets it out of the way now and doesn't have to talk about it for another 3 hours.
Yeah, maybe that's good. I told Manny this morning, I'm like, it looks like you should be shooting a T-shirt out of a cannon to me. And yeah, go everyone on your feet.
So it's not just Tom.
You're a member of the Spirit Squad.
Is that just Tom Thibodeau who overrates the regular season for the Knicks? It's the fan base, too? Like, you guys understand this comes down to the playoffs, right? That's all that matters in the NBA. Do they know that, Bogus?
No. You understand to make the playoffs, you have to win the regular season, right?
He's a Sixers fan. East, he doesn't really. Get that.
It's the NBA. The NBA, if you decide to play your starters, you get the W. Like, it doesn't even matter. What are we talking about here?
Sixers played all their yesterday and they caught the L. Mm. Did Paul George play?
Who cares?
Does he
like
ever?
3 teams ago.
What?
That's a good line.
I'd love to describe or recreate the noises that Manny was making while watching a cut-up of Josh Hart hoops from last night.
Josh Hart rebounds.
But I'm pretty sure it's not safe for work.
Definitely is not.
A lot of groaning, moaning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Longing.
HR maybe getting involved soon. That's okay. Knicks got a W.
That's my rocket cannon.
I apologize again, Maggie, for suggesting that one of your cool, hot friends whose name ends with an I should talk to Manny. That was a bad suggestion.
Oh, my Brittany.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is she still dating Rogers, by the way? Is he still with Brittany? Brittany with an I, who you guys were like, that's too much.
He's
too
not
much
with Jets with, a, he's whoa, not whoa, with, Jets with an S. That's all I care about.
Aaron Rodgers is dating Maggie's friend Brittany?
No. His Brittany led us to the discovery that Maggie has fun friends whose name ends in I.
I was not here for this.
Okay. You were not.
Okay.
So, we're not.
This is fascinating.
Rogers has a girlfriend, Brittany, with an I. And everyone in the room was like, ooh, Brittany with an I. Like, that's too rich for my blood, but that sounds like a woman who's too much fun. I can't handle her.
That is wild.
Right. There and I said, you know, it tracks, because I have a friend who's a Brittany with an I. She just got married to a finance bro, but man, I couldn't hang. She's too cool. She's just too awesome.
Then why'd you marry a finance bro?
Well, because he's going to be supplying her with a certain lifestyle that can keep Brittany with an eye partying until all night long.
Yeah, he's going to fund the fun.
They got married in a castle in Scotland.
Of course they did.
My chick's from Binghamton, New York, man. We don't get married in castles in Scotland.
But because her parents went with the I instead of the Y, it was set in Andrea Stars.
Like, I know.
She would have known from birth.
I know her mom.
But who is
her? Aunt Betsy. Aunt Betsy put Brittany with an I, and the rest was history.
Can I hear about Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend? Is she like some sort of ayahuasca freak? What's
going on
here? No,
we don't really know. He just mentioned her on a McAfee interview about, I think, buying a present for her or something like that. Yeah. That's where this sprung from.
And we know nothing else about her?
That's it. Yep. No one's even ID'd her.
Maybe she was in the Netflix, because there was a woman on a plane in the Netflix.
The one rubbing his feet? I don't think that's her.
No?
I don't think Brittany with an I is rubbing feet. Mm. Brittany with an I is up on the dance, like on the bar. Yeah. You know?
Getting her feet rubbed the next day, recovering from the dance.
Totally.
Yeah.
Rogers definitely hooked up with that woman at the ayahuasca retreat. There's no doubt about that. In fact, everybody seemed to be hooking up with everybody else.
I don't know if ayahuasca is like a sexual thing or not.
Well, it looked like an HBO, remember the show HBO Real Sex?
Yeah.
And, you know, every young male dreams about being a swinger and all that stuff until you watch HBO Real Sex and you realize, I don't need to go to nude beaches or swing. I'm good. Because it's never the attractive people do stuff like that.
It's always people a little older, hair's a little longer.
Yeah. You have to have a ponytail. It's required.
It's required for all men. Women opposite. But you know what's funny? I've told you guys this before. I live in a town that has the only 12-month-a-year nudist colony in the United States, according to them. I pass it twice a day. It's on the way to pick up my kid from school.
Oh, that's a great drive.
So it's indoors?
They have like an indoor-outdoor facility.
Mommy, what's that building?
Get those tinted windows.
I know. You want to know what it is? So I saw it once on a Google map. I'm like, what's this thing? And I took a look at the website. It's the only all-month, all-weather nudist colony in the U.S. in my small town.
Sturdy clientele. Wow. You do this in the winter?
New Jersey. I don't know if they're out like by the pool. It is freezing right now. But they have this big gate that you can't see through, obviously. And I pass by it every day.
Now, I think you live in a nice place in general, but why would that be your spot for your year-long nudist colony?
No clue.
Whatever happened to Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, right? You need sun and a beach for those bad boys.
Sun's out, buns out?
Yeah.
I think they're in warm weather climates. I'm sure there's nudist colonies all year. Like, I'm sure you can go to the, you know, California, Palm Springs or whatever, and you might have one. But this is New Jersey, guys. Like, who's naked playing volleyball in February, New Jersey?
Shoveling snow in the nude? No thanks.
Just the boots?
Just Tim's on.
And a hat and gloves?
No. Just the Tim's. No socks.
Eesh. Eesh.
Can you believe I live in a place like this? Every time I go to get a bagel or coffee or something, I'm always looking around like, you?
Once you said Jersey, I could believe anything. So, yes.
This one's hard for me to believe.
I'll find it for you.
No, this seems like a weather-related decision, like operation. So I don't know why you'd pick Jersey.
I don't know.
Are they too lazy to go south where it's always warm?
I mean, I live in a very nice place.
Right.
Very pretty. I know people think New Jersey is just like Tony Soprano, the opening, like driving through smokestacks of Newark. But
so what, no ziti?
Ziti with a side of...
Is that a hair?
Hey, about men's college basketball, guys? Not involving the Knicks. No. Number one, Auburn, bouncing back from its second loss of the season, an 80-68 win at Vanderbilt. Fifth-ranked Tennessee losing at number 15, Kentucky, 75-64. Seventh-ranked Purdue lost at number 20, Michigan, 75-73. The Wolverines have now won 5 in a row. The Saints officially hired Kellen Moore as head coach. Nevada Sportsbooks won a record $22.1 million, or Super Bowl 59. And Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers staying together for an 18th season. Their one-year agreement expected to guarantee Kershaw at least $5 million, then plenty of incentives. He's likely to be ready for the majors by June following knee and foot surgeries last fall. Back to you guys.
UConn couldn't make the update?
I got 3 more to go, guys.
It was the best game of the night last night in the college basketball. That was an awesome game. Leah McNeely.
We'll get there. We see you guys on the phones. You want to talk about the Chiefs. I found some information about the nudist colony.
Basketball's our favorite sport.
America is not in New York and Connecticut and New Jersey.
It's out there. I don't even like UConn.
You don't want to hear about Sky Farms, the oldest nudist colony in the United States?
No, give me UConn Creighton right now.
Liam McNeely had like 38 points. That was a great game. Anyway.
Listen. It sounds like we all want to talk about what we all want to talk about. And I'm going to tell you what's going to win.
Nudist colonies.
It's going to be Sky Farms, guys. No, I'm just kidding.
Nudist colonies, the Eagles, Josh Hart rebounds.
Brittany's with an eye.
Yeah, Brittany with an eye up on the banquet.
Can't get this sports radio talk anywhere else. We're right here on the Maggie and Perloff Show.
855-212-4227. Do want to get to this. You guys making great points on the phones about the Chiefs. We're asking, are they more likely to get back to the Super Bowl next year or go on a Patriots-like drought? It's MMP.
We are the New York.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Knicks.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, talking about the Kansas City Chiefs, more likely to get back to the Super Bowl next year or go on a Patriots-like drought. Patriots went 9 years in between Super Bowl wins. Now, they went back to the Super Bowl twice. They just lost to the Giants.
It's kind of confusing, too, because that arguably, obviously, the best Patriots team of all time was in the middle of that drought.
I know. Isn't it just ironic?
Yeah, it's so bizarre, that 16-0 team, which is undoubtedly the best. You can't argue that any of the Super Bowl teams were better than that team, can you? They were 16-0.
No, I wouldn't argue that. And Brady had, what was it? They set a record, he and Moss, for touchdowns in a season.
Yeah, they were insane.
But that's just the beauty of this game. Tracy is in Iowa, has a thought on the Eagles that no one has made yet. What's up, Tracy?
Hey, I just want to touch base with, nobody ever talked about the Eagles' schedule, which I think really made them mentally and physically prepared better than anybody else at the end of the season. They were killing every team in the second half. They played four of the last six at home, and the other two games were at Baltimore and Washington, which were 90-minute bus rides, and then they had the entire playoffs at home. So they had 2.5 months since November 24th to be at home and get well and be around their family and their friends and go to their own doctors, and I think it's just being overlooked. They were mentally ready.
All right, Tracy, I don't know about that. Are you saying you can get from Philly to Baltimore in 90 minutes? Are we talking some traffic around Chester?
Don't activate his the dad in Perloff. He'll talk traffic and weather for the rest of the show.
But one thing, Tracy, Maggie did strongly point out that it was a huge advantage to not have to go on the road to Detroit. She was on top of that.
Yes.
Yeah. That was huge.
And as far as the future goes for the two teams, I think the Chiefs have too many questions to answer on defense that are free agents, and their offensive line's a big question mark. And as far as the Eagles go, if you look back through the season, they beat up on Baltimore, they beat up on Pittsburgh, they beat up on the Rams. I mean, everybody in the playoffs they played, they beat up on. They even beat up on Washington, NFC Championship. So I don't know who's in their way.
For next year, yeah. I mean, the Lions?
Yeah. Well, NFC North, the NFC North. They don't know what February football is.
Oh, man. Tracy, I like the points that you're making here, and I do think that the Eagles having a, you know, very mild travel schedule definitely helps. Listen, it obviously helped them to be home when the Rams had to come in and play in a massive snowstorm.
Yeah, the Rams were a good team this year. That was, I think the Eagles still probably would have beaten them at home in decent weather. You got to give the Eagles the edge in the link. By the way, you know, next year we didn't mention the Niners too because they have Salah back. Maybe that defense comes back.
Yeah, I mean, I know our 49er faithful are certainly hoping for that. You know, it's funny. You and I have talked about this a couple times. You know, I don't want to take anything away from the Eagles' success because you guys are the winners. And, you know, there has been some luck, though, that has gone on with the Eagles. And I think every Super Bowl team needs a little bit of luck. And I would say the number one thing was not having to go to Detroit this year, which you mentioned.
But Detroit was taken on water defensively. So that's not like they were going to definitely lose that game. But I know what you
mean. True. And also, listen, we just saw how fast the Eagles looked inside. On a turf, that would have been a challenge for sure. That defense for the Lions would have been overmatched. But here's the other thing that I think the Eagles have kind of benefited from a bit over the last 3 years. 2 years ago going to the Super Bowl and then this year. Wasn't exactly murderer's row of quarterbacks. Now, when you got to the playoffs, you have to play Jordan Love. You got to play Matthew Stafford. I'm not taking any. Jaden Daniels obviously looks like the second coming. But, you know, I think you've gotten a little bit of luck where you're not going through the murderer's row of quarterbacks every year. You did have to play Lamar Jackson this year, so I'll give you that. But who are the other, like, big QBs that you are squaring off against?
Well, they just whooped on Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I said not the playoffs. The playoffs, you have answered it. I'm just talking about...
This year, they were one of the few teams to contain Lamar Jackson.
So Lamar, definitely.
Yeah. And Joe Burrow. And they destroyed the Bengals. That was a huge surprise. The Bengals were
so
peaking.
Early in the season.
It was midway through the season.
Oh, it was
season.
About midway through the season.
No, I mean, Burrow was hot, and he went in, and they got to him. Although he had a lot of yards, I believe. I totally understand.
You know,
what you're
the
saying.
Giants have been nothing in your division. Yeah. Dallas, Dak's been hurt. Pittsburgh was not adept at the quarterback spot this year. You got to play the Carolina Panthers, which you kind of squeaked by Carolina, quite frankly. We mentioned Baltimore and the Rams. Definitely all the credit there. I mean, Jacksonville, when's Trevor Lawrence really gonna step up? You know, Cleveland, Baker Mayfield.
What elite quarterback do they miss besides Josh Allen?
I mean, are you playing...
Yeah, basically, they saw everybody this year.
Are you playing not nearly what the AFC has? No?
Well, this year they happened to get the AFC North, so they did see Burrow and Lamar. So usually you're right. I think if you're talking globally, no doubt.
I mean, I'm looking at 2 years ago when you made the Super Bowl 2 years ago, Giants, Saints, Chicago Bears, Tennessee Titans. You play the Packers, so you play the Packers.
But I do think there's definitely a shift towards the NFC. If you look at the up-and-coming teams, I think that there's going to be some real... I think the NFC could start to win a couple Super Bowls, right? Hopefully for the NFC. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, this year was their defense team. Because of what they did to Mahomes, I can't buy that argument. I understand what you're saying. But this year, the fact that they just destroyed Patrick Mahomes, if you could beat him up, then you can beat anybody.
Well, and that's why we had a caller who said, well, it was just a bad day for the Chiefs. I disagree. I don't think the Chiefs could ever win that game because of how good the Eagles were on both lines. I think they would lose it at least. I think they'd lose that game 8 times out of 10. Let's go to Chris, who's in Dallas. Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, everybody's hitting on the offensive line of the Chiefs, and the reason I don't think they'll probably be back next year because they have totally missed on wide receivers. I think in the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes could have benefited from a slot receiver just to get the ball out quicker. And on the Eagles, look, when they haven't had to pay Jalen Hurts yet, and I know –
Yeah,
over there, everybody's giving credit. It's kind of easier to, you know, build a super team when you don't have to pay the quarterback.
They did pay.
That's kind of what happened with Foles and Wentz.
Chris, they paid and Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, Chris,
they have a strong team.
Yeah, you know, Chris, they have a strong team. Howie Roseman is a wizard, but as Perloff is telling you, they did pay Jalen Hurts. That's the Eagles' MO. They pay guys earlier than as opposed to later. It's like the opposite of what the Cowboys do, who wait till the very last minute to pay everybody. The Eagles get these things done right away.
Well, Hurts was only at 4 years. They didn't pay him early. They paid him when they had to.
Well, yeah, but he didn't start the first year.
Right, he was. Well, the thing is, he wasn't on the 5-year first-round deal because he was second-round pick, so they kind of had to pay him. Also, the Chiefs drafted Rashee Rice, who is an incredible short. I mean, he would be a superstar if he was healthy because he is Patrick Mahomes' security blanket. He's just hurt.
Yeah, and then we'll see if he's going to face any kind of suspension next year for his role in that car accident. that happened in Dallas last year. Okay. Well, one quarterback's calling their shot. I don't know if anyone believes that they're actually close to a Super Bowl. I'll tell you next.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.